It is a privilege to be with your children. I'm thankful that you trust to be with them. I've tried to create an edifying environment where they can learn. Fathers, how can you know sometimes if you're doing it right? You know, I do this thing with the kids and stuff, and sometimes I go, Lord, I'm not sure. I'm sure every man here is, you know, you're a good provider, you got the house, and you're doing the best you can. And sometimes you wonder, am I really being what I'm supposed to be as a father? Well, I'm going to encourage you to look. God will give you special little answers. Let me give you an example. I didn't have a really great Father's Day. I was with friends and stuff, and it was really good. But I was kind of disappointed in the message on Sunday and Father's Day. It just didn't work for me. And so I had sort of an attitude. About 4 o'clock, we were coming down from upstairs at my home with my guests. And in our house, we take off our tennis shoes and stuff in the foyer where it's tiled and walk around in the carpet. So I usually have my running shoes down there at the base. Well, my little Rylan, who's 4 years old, loves to get dressed up, particularly for church. I mean, he wears these little penny loafer burgundy Oxford sandals and gets them polished and everything. So we're coming down the stairs on Father's Day, and I'm looking at my tennis shoes. And guess what was inside the tennis shoes? Rylan had taken his little burgundy shoes and stuck them inside Dad's shoes. Now, I had my thought, but I asked my dear friend, Dr. Phil, just to make sure it's the right thought. Phil, you see that? And he said, yeah, I saw that before you did. I said, well, what do you think? And he says, Cliff, that boy wants to be like his father. Gentlemen, God will answer your heart and let you know that your kids look up to you. They love you with all their mind, body, and soul. Amen.